can make it do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right. Comes back to the left. Going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
What's up, everybody? Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, and we have a
big show!
It is a big show.
Huge.
For you here today. Yes,
huge.
Indeed. We'll be joined by the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Kyle Shanahan. We will be joined by the special teams coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Chris Tabor. We'll be joined by CBSSports.com draft expert Dane Brugler in the first hour as well. So lots to get through. We want to hear from you guys as well. Get your reactions. The coordinator press conference, the introductory press conference for the three coordinators on offense, Kyle Shanahan, on defense, Jim O'Neill. Special teams, Chris Tabor remaining here, was today. We're going to hear some of the sound bites from that. And we're also going to, as I said, talk with Kyle Shanahan and Chris Tabor in studio today. And I got to tell you, Vic, getting to talk to these guys off air,
yeah,
and just getting a sense of them, you have some young, hungry guys that are here that are confident, that are fired up, and that are very intelligent and articulate about what it is that they want to do. And there's going to be a phrase we're going to hear a lot of that is thrive, not survive,
yeah,
as it relates to this Cleveland Browns team. And I'm all for thriving.
It's our new motto for the show.
I'm all for thriving in Cleveland.
It's the new motto for the show. Thrive and not survive, or thrive, don't survive, however you want to phrase it. But it means trust what you're doing. Don't be afraid to be great. Don't be afraid to take chances. And don't be afraid to fail. That's the biggest,
yep.
I think that's the biggest part of that philosophy or saying or motto, whatever, that I think rings true. And you're right. New blood in the house. That's what comes across with hearing from Kyle Shanahan today, hearing from Jim O'Neill, the defensive coordinator, and we know Chris Tabor, he's been part of the staff, but the two young guys, young faces that they are, and I think that will stand out in people's minds, is that you see those two very youthful, the two Utes, sitting up there to talk with the media as they did today. As part of Mike Pettine's staff, there's an infusion of dynamic enthusiasm that I think can translate well to the field.
Yes, and when dynamic enthusiasm, passion, a little bit of an edge, a desire to prove themselves. And I think that you look at these guys at the coordinator spot this year, they want to prove them. Norv Turner was as proven and as established as you could get.
Yeah.
There was nothing he hadn't seen. There wasn't an opportunity that he was chasing.
No.
You get a sense from these guys that there is an opportunity that they are chasing, that there is a desire to prove themselves and make their stamp. And I'll tell you what, we're going to hear from Jim O'Neill on this show, hopefully sometime next week, the new defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, a guy who has come up with Mike Pettine, been with him the last 5 years. You just get a sense that these are football people that are smart and just live, breathe, eat, sleep football and want to come up with new and innovative ways to be better at their job and help this team. And I also love that it is clear that the ethos here is not that this is what I do, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
It's let's get into some deep, detailed analysis of our players, of our talents, and let's craft schemes that maximize their strengths,
right,
and hide their weaknesses so that we can be as effective and get the most out of everybody we have, as opposed to saying, you have to do what I want to do.
Very true. There's an open-mindedness, I think, to this group that's important to help allow this football team to turn itself around. I think there's an edge to these coaches, and I think we're going to see that. I know we're going to see that on the field. We've talked about the edginess of Mike Pettine, what he brings to the table, what we liked about him when he was introduced as the head coach of the Browns a little more than a week ago. And then I think in hearing from these assistants, what kind of comes through, not surprisingly, is that Rex Ryan-ish style of coaching. Mike Pettine learned from Rex. He grew up as a coach at the elbow of Rex Ryan. So a guy like Jim O'Neill, who's basically grown up at the elbow of Mike Pettine as a coach is bringing that sort of energy here. You see it from Kyle Shanahan, who I think is thrilled to, I know he's thrilled to be, quote, on his own now. He spent the past 4 years in the shadow of his father, Mike Shanahan. It's a considerable shadow of a guy who won back-to-back Super Bowls with the Denver Broncos. This is his show now. And I also think he relishes the opportunity, Nathan, to coach offense on a football team where the head coach is a defensive guy. So the offensive show really belongs to him in a big way. That's not to say Mike Pettine's going to have his back to the offense. He will not. He will be involved in all phases of it, and I know Kyle Shanahan's aware of that, but I think it puts a stronger spotlight on Kyle Shanahan and the rest of this offensive staff.
Yeah, and I like that, and I think that he knows that this is his time to shine. Very smart guy, incorporates a lot of very intelligent principles into his offense. He's excited to work with the talent that's here, and I think he also knows he's coming into a situation where this offseason, upgrading the talent on offense is going to be a massive priority, so he's going to get a few new toys to play with, as it were.
You know, I thought you were going to say something, but it took Juice Kovacs from Twitter to recognize the fact that I referenced my cousin Vinny movie reference with
the Utes.
The two Utes.
The two Utes. Oh, we had already had that in
I know, but
the two of us.
I wanted you to pick up on,
you
on the show.
You recapture? Okay.
Recapture the two fun Utes. And fun and frivolity that we had before we got on the air.
It was.
Could have some more of it here. But they're very young. They're very young looking guys. And look, people will look at this in different ways. Some will look at the youth and say, this is inexperience, and say, what do they know about football? You had a North Turner in the building with 1,000 years of NFL knowledge combined with a Ray Horton who had the experience as a player and a coach. But here's the part about that I think sort of offsets the idea that this is not a concern in my mind. We talked about the energy and enthusiasm that these guys bring, and I think that's very, very important. That's kind of step one. I think the other part of this is – the addition, the whole staff. Let's look at the fact that today the Browns have added 11 coaches to the staff. Now, you met the coordinators, the three coordinators, counting, and we're going to have on the show, Chris Tabor, who is retained as special teams coach. But there's some experience here. All right, George DeLeon comes in as assistant offensive line coach. They're retaining Chris DeSanto as assistant strength and conditioning coach. Richard Hightower comes in, offensive quality control. Dal Logan's now younger guy, quarterbacks coach. Derek Keyes is staying aboard.
He was also the offensive coordinator of the Titans.
And he had been the coordinator of the Titans. Mike McDaniel, wide receivers. Andy Moeller, offensive line coach. Kind of a youngish guy, but he's definitely got some ideas. I'll tell you a veteran that I'm loving on this staff because I go way back with him when he played in the league. Wilbert Montgomery, he was a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. First team I covered in the NFL back in the day when Ron Jaworski was their quarterback, when Dick Vermeil was their head coach. Wilbert Montgomery has a real sense of dealing with young players, and he will be the guy who will say the things that these guys got to listen to beyond just the technical coaching. He's got a big feel, big picture feel for what it means to play in the NFL. Dick Vermeil, for instance, stressed to him the importance of looking at your 16-game NFL season and how important each and every week is, that you cannot take any game and treat it as just another week of prep, you know, going back over again like monotony. He said every week is special, and Dick Vermeil, better than any coach he'd ever been around, taught him that. This guy also worked with Mike Martz in St. Louis on a Super Bowl staff there, worked in Baltimore with a John Harbaugh, very fiery guy. He brings that passion, my friend, and you will hear that not only in the running backs room or see it with among the running backs in this team, but it's going to bleed into the rest of the offense.
Yeah. It certainly is.
I love it.
I really feel like just from seeing the coordinators today and knowing what we know of Coach Pettine, I think that we are going to be able to very clearly define the attitude that will encompass this team and this franchise under this regime. I think there is going to be a clearly defined guy or not guideline or attitude, swagger, a thing. The billboards that we're seeing, the one on 4A, there's one down in Columbus now.
Yes.
We will be the toughest team on the field. And that's all it says. Mike Pettine's picture on there. I like that. There's a sense of confidence. These guys are young, but they're not cocky.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a sense of confidence and a belief in their system.
They got swagger.
Listen, Mike Pettine has been a defensive coordinator for 5 years in the NFL. His team was a top 10 defense every single time that he was a defensive coordinator. Jim O'Neill was with him for all five. Kyle Shanahan's offense has ranked in the top 10 in terms of total yards per game in four out of his six seasons. Kyle Shanahan has had a team with either a top seven passing or rushing offense in five of his six seasons in the NFL. So these are guys, while they are young, they know that they have had success and have had success in multiple places with multiple styles of offense or defense. And I think that that is a thing that gives them a lot of the comfort and the confidence. And what I also love is it sounds like these guys are workaholics. And now that might not be great for their personal lives, but for us as football fans and as football people, these guys are going to work, and they are junkies.
This staff is a staff of grinders. Now, I want to stress this right away before we go too far with that. I thought the previous staff in here worked pretty damn hard, too.
No question.
I know the hours that all of those that Rob Chudzinski especially put in. I mean, Rob, he was near before he and his family got their home in Westlake. They were looking. He was in a condo near mine right here behind the facility. And he was looking into, geez, if we could knock out the wall of one of the other condos here and merge them and make it big enough to hold the whole family, he had three kids and the fourth then was on the way, that would be ideal. Well, fortunately for Coach, his wife Cheryl chimed in and said, nah, we're not going to do that. Because his idea was be close to here so I could just watch film 24-7 till my eyes fall out. That's how he wanted to do it. Norv Turner and the rest of the staff.
That wasn't meant as a comparative statement.
I know you meant that. I just wanted to say that. But these are young grinders, too. And it's nice to see the younger guys blend in with a guy like Chuck Driesbach, who's a linebacker's coach, got some years, got some gray, and look a little gray hair there that mixes in with the youth. And then a guy like Brian Angelicchio. Now, as a tight ends coach, I'm fascinated by him. We're from the same home area. He grew up right near where I grew up. And in fact, my dad worked in the town that he's from, Ilion, New York, and for many, many years. So we drank from the same reservoir. So I think there's some kismet, some good karma there to go along with good karma broadcasting. By the way, we are aware that of the news breaking from the Cavaliers, or at least the news that's out there. The Cavs themselves have not broken any news about this or made it official, I don't believe. But their general manager, according to reports, has been fired.
Thank goodness. He was terrible. Anthony Bennett, that's a disgrace.
Yeah, so they've... That apparently Chris Grant is apparently on his way out. ESPN is reporting that, other sources. So we just want you to know, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. We talk Browns. We talk football for the, you know, for this entire show, for these 2 hours or the hour and 45 that are left. But ESPN 850 will keep you current throughout the show with updates. So we're not ignoring, obviously, a big news story that's going on with another team in town, the Cavaliers, again, reportedly firing Chris Grant. We just want you to be aware that you'll get your updates on the Cavs through the show. But we are going to bring you a whole lot of great Brown stuff. Again, a sit-down that we had with Kyle Shanahan, a sit-down that we've had with Chris Tabor, and your guy,
Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com, NFL DraftScout.com will be with us. Yeah, the final thing that I'll say about the Chris Grant thing is, good day, sir. Good day, sir. Thank you very much.
Nice guy. Him and his family are going to be, you know, leaving town, and you're just all cold about it.
Yeah, well, nice it's guy. A performance-based endeavor that he's in.
Cold.
He gets paid very well to do or to not do what he was supposed to do.
So do you.
I don't think I get paid as well as him, nor do I think I get that kind of severance package when I get fired either. So, we got the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Kyle Shanahan, will be coming up right after this break. Still to come at 1:45, Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com and NFLDraftsout.com. In the second hour, we're going to hear from Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator. We are also going to hear from Gerard Cherry. And whenever we don't have a guest on, we do want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. A lot of excitement, enthusiasm in the building today.
A lot of energy
from the Utes. That's from my cousin Vinny. Well played, Notorious. We'll be back with one of those Utes, the new offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, right after this. We'll be right back.